is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Friday, November 3rd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text me the word event and I will text you back a link to the website acconservatives.org. We have a deadline coming up a week from tomorrow, Saturday, November the 11th. 5 p.m. is the deadline to register for the upcoming Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution's crash course training that's going to be at Jay's Sporting Goods there, 1151 South Otsego Avenue in Gaylord, the old Kmart's. We are going to teach you Robert's Rules of Order. I've completed the certification training to be the instructor. I have the books. I have the reference guides. And State Representative Neil Friske is providing the state's constitution, a free copy. If you don't have the Michigan Constitution, the full size, the big one, you need to come to this class. We are going to provide bottled water and Friske's Honeycrisp apples. You bring your own snacks and lunch if you'd like to eat during the class, no problem. This is going to be an absolute crash course. I suggest you register for the class. You get a good night's sleep. You get there at 9:30 when the doors open. The Headwaters conference room door is on the side there, between the donut shop and the store's entrance, Headwaters conference room. You get there at 9:30, you get checked in, you get your books, you get your laminated reference guide, your Michigan State Constitution. We are starting at 10 o'clock sharp, and this is going to be the most unbelievable education training you have ever been to. I personally guarantee it. I'm going to go to bed early. We're going to get over there early. We're going to get set up. And I am going to be the Energizer Bunny teaching this course. I am so excited what I've learned that I'm going to share with you guys. Every public open meeting must follow Robert's Rules of Order. If they don't follow Robert's Rules of Order, it will be not as productive. It will be chaotic. It will be long. It will be absolutely not ran properly. The chairmen of every single organization, I don't care if this is a county party, I don't care if it's a local book club, a gun club, homeschoolers, I don't care what type of meeting, anytime you say the word meeting, if you're not operating under Robert's Rules of Order, you're going to have chaos. It's going to be way too long. People will be talking and saying things that are completely out of order for a meeting. I'm talking school boards, public libraries, county commissioners meetings, city council meetings. Text me the word event, and I will text you the link. You read the post, you follow the instructions, you get your donation in. We will buy the books and the reference guides and have them there for December 2nd, 10 a.m. to 12:30, Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods. You guys must come to this training. We're about halfway sold out right now. I believe we will sell out the room. 100 patriots joining me and Miss Vicky Saturday, December 2nd, Jay's Sporting Goods. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. You just heard the commercial for the end of the year factory blowout sale from Well Connect, the factory in Alpena. They've put together a do-it-yourself package. We've got a few listeners that have already taken advantage of it. We were able to get a package put together for one gentleman down in Traverse City, loyal listener down there, saved him $4,700 by installing the unit himself. He also has Cherryland Electric Co-op. He's getting a $2,000 check from them. Once he gets the unit installed, he turns in the paperwork for the rebate. They're going to mail him a check for $2,000. And he's getting a 30% federal income tax credit. 30%. He's getting $3,300 worth of federal income tax credits towards his federal income tax bill. He's going to get a refund along with his regular size refund that he was going to get. He's getting an additional $3,300 from Uncle Sam. You add the $2,000 rebate to it, half of the cost of him getting the unit at the factory. He's going to drive his pickup truck over there and get the unit, drive it back home, have a neighbor help him lift it out of the box because the factory will put it in there with a high-low. He'll get home, have a neighbor come help him lift the 250-pound unit, stand it upright, let it sit for 48 hours. He's installing it himself. Folks, half of the price that he's paying the factory for the machine is coming back to him in a rebate from the electric co-op and from Uncle Sam when he files his income taxes in January. Return on investment, the savings of him using a Well Connect to heat his home, 3,000 square foot home in Traverse City, will be about 2.5 years. 2.5, 3 years savings versus burning propane will pay for the unit. The useful life of the unit, folks, is 25 to 30 years. We've had ours since December 1st, 2017. We had to replace one capacitor, was $20, and a water flow valve that got corroded up, shut the unit down. One of the local dealers came to the house, ran a diagnostic check on it in about 30 seconds, and he went, oh, yeah, the water flow valve is gunked up. It's been 6 years. He replaced the valve. What's the cost? Talk to the factory. Called the factory. They covered the part. This company, the Schultz family in Alpena, phenomenal people. Phenomenal warranty on these machines. 5 years, no questions asked. Anything goes wrong at all, it's fixed, no charge. After that, you pay for the parts and the labor. You got to understand something, folks. This is a life changer when it comes to the comfort of living in your house. You have never experienced a heating system that heats 24 hours a day constantly for the entire winter. I checked our well logger this morning, the Well Connect logger. Hasn't shut off running last couple of days at all. Except, and I found this out, and I looked at the logger and I figured out what it was. We baked apple cake. And when I heated up the oven, the propane oven in the kitchen, which is next to the great room, which is next to the thermostat for the Well Connect, when I turned the oven on at 400 degrees, the Well Connect started cycling on and off. Why? Because the thermostat was getting satisfied from the oven in the kitchen. So me and Vicky baking apple cakes cycled the Well Connect unit on and off for about 4 hours. We start baking after dinner, about 6 o'clock. And when I preheated the oven while we were making up the brown sugar apple cakes, we don't use white sugar anymore. We use brown sugar. When I was mixing up the batter, heating up the ovens, getting ready to bake the apple cakes, the well connect unit starts cycling off. And I'm like, why did that logger show that the well connect shut down and stopped heating the house? And then I realized 400 degree propane oven, the kitchen got warm, the thermostat got warm, and it shut it down. I looked at the logger this morning, hasn't stopped, nonstop, absolutely running constantly, a nice 76 degrees airflow into the house. Got the thermostat set at 70. 70.1 is the return air temperature. 76 degrees coming out of the hot air plenum of the unit. So far since midnight, it's 11:20 right now here on Friday. We've already saved 1.9 gallons of propane today. It's not even noon yet, and we're going to be at 2 gallons. So far in November, here it is, November 3rd, we've saved 10.4 gallons of propane since November 1st, just 3 days ago. And it hasn't even been that cold out yet. Propane furnace hasn't even run. Like I said, I had to check it to make sure it was running the other day. I ran it through its 10-minute cycle. I put the propane furnace thermostat on the wall at 80 degrees. The furnace kicked on. I ran it for about 10, 15 minutes. The blinds were blowing, and it got hot in here. The well connect shut down because the propane furnace was running. And then I turned it back down to 60. I hold the propane furnace temperature at 60. The well connect's at 70. If for some reason it ever shuts down in the middle of the night, you get up in the morning and it's 60 degrees in your house, well, guess what? Something's wrong with the well connect. Go down, turn the breaker off, let it reset for about 3 minutes, and turn it back on. Call 231-420-8320. Leave a message, send a text message, your name, your phone number, the best time to call you back, the city, and your electric company. Who is your electric provider? We'll get back in touch, get you all the information, submit your information to the factory. We'll get you a proposal. It's a slam dunk, easy process. If you want to save the shipping costs, you can go to the factory and pick it up yourself. They're right there on US 23 in Alpena. Absolutely love the Well Connect. The floors are warm, hardwood floors, ceramic tile. Vicky walks around in her bare feet. Doesn't even use her my slippers anymore. And my wife's got cute feet, let me tell you. I love watching her walk around in her bare feet. Love Miss Vicky. You got to understand that this is a product that will change your life. And if you're burning wood, you got to stay home and feed the beast. You are out of your mind. That is way too dang much work. When you can run the well connect unit and heat your house with your well water. Greatly appreciate you guys texting into the show today. Let's go to Lansing. Let's wrap up this week in Lansing. These bills that they're trying to ram through. Well, guess what? There's a couple of them that not so fast. We're not going to necessarily pass these just yet. One of them is constitutionally required that they get done before the end of the year. Which one was it? Financial disclosures, reporting forms for our elected officials. Rich Studley, the former, now retired CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, pushed this garbage in the form of Proposal 1 and dangled a carrot for people to vote for it to extend the term limits from 6 years in the house to 12 years in the house. From the process, of the Senate going from 8 years to 12 years, that whole thing was absolutely, absolutely rammed through, but it was sold to us to vote for it because it had financial records and reporting. Financial disclosure packets didn't appear on the House calendar yesterday, despite it being on the Wednesday calendar, wasn't on Thursday's calendar due to internal disagreements within the House Democratic caucus about how far to go in demanding state public officials and candidates running for office having to disclose their personal finances. One internal source, and you know what that is, that's their spy. You're not supposed to talk about what goes on in caucus. But one of their spies, and they call him their internal source, described the dispute inside the House Democratic caucus over how far to go on this bill. It's a mess, and it's bad. The inside word is that several progressives and freshmen within the caucus are pushing back against the Senate package that apparently the Speaker, Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit that Cam Cavett voted for, all agreed to go along with. And what am I talking about? Senator Ed McBroom, the Republican, working with the Democrat senators, not requiring how much income they make. They actually make from other sources. Investments. Retirements. Social Security, if they're over 65 and they're a state rep or a state senator and they're getting Social Security, does not have them reporting how much they actually make. You know what the Senate bill calls for? That they make more than $1,000 a year. That's it. State Senator John DeMuse, all he's got to do is report all of his sources of income, his investments, whatever it is he makes money from, by simply saying he makes more than $1,000 a year from X, Y, and Z. That's it. Well, the freshmen and the severely progressives in the Democrat Party say, no, that ain't good enough. We should have to disclose and categorize their earnings of being more than $10,000 or more than $50,000. The leadership package that Joe Tate wants only wants to amend the Senate bill by saying above $10,000. Well, the progressives are saying, no. Above $10,000, are you kidding? You make more money than that flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, working at Subway. We want to know if you make more than $50,000. How about the actual numbers that are reported on their IRS tax returns? How about that idea, people? How about taking the numbers off of the 1040s and actually reporting those numbers as to how much money these people actually make per year outside of being an elected official? Let's find out who the millionaires are. Oh, they'll never do that. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.